I will inherit the moon, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night missing persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bob Yawlinsby. Welcome. Now, for those of you new just tuning in to us, we do missing persons every Monday night. If you happen to know anybody that is missing, you should come share your story with us. And only thing we ask in return is that you share our broadcast on all platforms and share all missing persons flyers that you see on all platforms for us. Bring them all home, if possible, and bring these families some closure. That's what it's all about. Now, it's not just missing children, I mean, although they are the most trafficked, but it also happens that adults get trafficked too. So keep your head on a swivel, keep an eye out, be aware of your surroundings. Be sure to check out our national Facebook page, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities, scroll down. Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. When you click on any join buttons, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Now, for all of our shows that we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we do enjoy it. When you call in, even if it's just to say hi or participate in the conversation of the night, that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. too shy to talk on the phone? We're also live in our chat room right here on Blog Talk on every broadcast. So there's two ways for you to come on in and participate. We do enjoy it. Now we cover, like I said, we're strong advocates for the missing worldwide. I personally belong to a lot of missing groups. I have helped in a few cases on the ground in search parties. So that's why I take it near and dear to my heart. And I do everything I can to support and to advocate for them. And as the saying goes, if you know something, say something. If you have information and you're too nervous to turn it into the authorities, reach out to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we'll see to it that it gets to the proper authorities. Now, without further ado, allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
Yep, ass pain present. Ralph has really good timing. He had to go pee right at 7. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, what a day. I need a new job.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there trying to get her used to asking the people that's supposed to be helping her learn the register. So I step away from the, I just pretty much walked around the store all day, and they call and complained about me not sitting up there and babysitting. And that's not my job to help her on the register.
Right.
So I get back to the shop, and they're like, well, you're going to grab a chair, and you're going to sit there all day. And I'm thinking to myself, the fuck I am. Fire me. I don't give a shit. And if I run into that freaking Nicole, she's going to get an earful. Don't be sitting there telling me how to do my job. I don't tell you how to do yours, so fuck off. So, yeah, it's been a day.
I bet. It sounds like it.
I hate this job, and every single vehicle is not. It's just crap. I don't know how they get away with that.
Either before or while you're there, what I would do is I'd make an anonymous call of DOT.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think you better check on their vehicles because, you know, they're running people around job to job. And their vehicles, in my opinion, aren't up to par. I don't think they're passing their inspections.
Yeah. I'm just going to get out of there. I'm just done. I'm just nitpicking bullshit.
What the hell is Mike screwing in the background?
Nothing. He's kicked back watching TV. I'm rolling cigarettes.
Oh, I cannot have
He's wishing me a North Carolina weather.
Because it sounded like a drill.
Yep, that's kind of is. Why have you seen me roll cigarettes before?
Yeah, I got the same machine, Dopey.
Oh, yeah. I should have been done rolling cigarettes, but somebody had to go pee.
I'm sorry. I'll hold it next time.
I'm almost done.
Yes, yeah, so how about that that shooting?
In Tennessee?
Tennessee. Yeah.
I didn't hear nothing about it. I seen, I think Kim posted it on national page.
Yeah, three. I'm guessing three teachers, because it was at a church school.
Uh huh.
Three adults and three children dead.
Oh damn!
What did he use?
And it was it had two. Shit. I want to say AR-15s and a pistol.
Well, there we go. With all the with Biden snapping down on it, this just gives him ammunition.
Yeah, because they just got done saying, you know, it had two assault rifles and a pistol. But they did shoot and kill it. And the reason why I'm saying it is because it's a transgender.
Oh.
Good Lord.
How old was the kid?
Two were nine, and the third one would be nine in a couple weeks.
Oh damn, just little ones.
Yeah, yeah. But they found he was going to carry out several different shootings because they found a manifesto on them, and they found maps. They found maps of where the cameras were at the school. What entrances weren't secure? So they were.
See, this could have been
probably
stopped.
Go on to a couple more shootings before they took him out.
Could have been stopped. That's they just. It ain't about the criminal. About the weapon they use, that's why that's the first question I had. It ain't about the sickle. You know, it's the depraved piece of shit behind the gun that did the crime. And
exactly.
Don't you find it funny when a policeman shoots a black man, it's the policeman. But when the black guy shoots a policeman, it's the gun. It's the gun.
Yep.
Let's go after the inanimate object and ignore the criminal.
Of course. That's it. That's the only way,
yeah.
You know. And I'm sure within the next couple of days you're going to find out that the psycho was all over all social media. Posted
with guns. Fuck. They had, red flags to beat the band. Yeah, yep, and we just didn't see it.
Yeah, but they're worried about you posting about Trump. Oh, let's block them for 30 days because they're talking about Trump.
Ah, that ain't politicizing it at all.
Well, that's Facebook. But, and then before I came on, I didn't get a chance to see where at, but another train derailed, 20 some odd cars.
Wow.
You can't stop that, because if you stop that, you can't demonize the immaterial object. They're the material object. You know,
yeah, well,
it's just
only,
a piece of metal.
Yeah, well, it's not only that, but it's also, you know, they got to come up with these stories to take you away from what they're doing behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
They know we're not believing any bullshit that they're putting out about their freaking man-made freaking bioweapons.
All right.
Did you hear anything about China's genetically DNA targeted strain of bioweapon?
I only saw two videos.
Yeah, I heard something about it, but I couldn't find nothing on it.
Me neither. That might just be a watch the right hand while the left hand fucks you, but boy, that sure seemed feasible and worthy of a little rattled me, you know, and that sons of bitches. They can attack the European strain in America. Or wherever they decide to attack.
They got that from doing that genealogy thing or something, wasn't it?
Every time you check your DNA to see who your ancestors are, they're collecting that information.
Yep.
I never did that. Never did it. I thought it would be bad. Just like I said a long time ago when the internet was getting big, I'm like, nope, it's going to be bad. I don't want nothing to do with it. I'd rather go back to the dial-up phone. No computer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I gotta get to finding stuff.
Yeah, that's where I'm heading to right now.
Yeah. Let's see.
I know if I were to check my background, my ancestors were pissed about the whole time, about the overreach of the government. And they were only one-tenth the size they are now.
Yeah.
All righty. I got the first one.
Okay, I'm
going
there. You
can. Akulik, Maryland. Carol Renee Carter is still missing. She was last seen 8/25/2020 in the area of 18,000 Charity Lane. Ms. Carter suffers from epileptic seizures, has high blood pressure. All right. She was driving a silver 2014 Buick Regal with Florida registration HGW J16, which is also missing. Now, she is a black female, medium complexion, 67 years of age, 5'1", 145 pounds, medium black length hair, and brown eyes. Anyone with information, please contact Prince George's County Police Department at 301-749-5064.
Okay, this one is just a FYI, and it's frickin' bullshit. This is in Georgia. They say, this is Trent from St. Simons Island, Georgia. Tuesday night, he was picked up by four supposed friends. For hours, he was tortured with alcohol and battery acid through a funnel, and spray painted him and taped him and took pictures and posted it to SM. He's on a ventilator and no arrests yet. Isn't that messed up?
Right? Golden alert for Jasper He's in need of medication. His family fears for his safety. He was last seen on February 12, 23, on the 4400 block of River Park Drive. And this is out of Louisville, Kentucky. His phone last pinged in the area near Shawnee Park and the Ohio River. He's 73 years of age, male, 6 foot, 193 pounds, dark complected, grayish black hair with brown eyes. Any information on him, please contact the Louisville Metro Police Department at 502-574-5673.
Randy Thompson, missing person from Michigan. Let's see where she's 39 years old, white Caucasian female, 5'3", 145 pounds, blonde hair, has dyed her hair prior. Blue eyes, she's got a tattoo in the lower middle back, above hips. She's a former military veteran, lived in Michigan, traveled to Colorado for possible move, preferred sunshine and beaches, etc. May travel to southwestern or southern states to live. Any information, call 970-242-6707.
James Aaron Key, who goes by Aaron, was last seen around the third week in February traveling from Somerville, West Virginia to Elk View, West Virginia with his brother and uncle. Family members last spoke with Aaron on February 28, 2023, and no one has heard from him since that day. It is unknown what he was wearing at the time of his disappearance. However, he normally wears work pants, work shoes, or work boots, and a red or blue lightweight jacket. This behavior is not typical for Aaron, and his friends and family are extremely concerned for his well-being. He's 39 years old, brown hair, white male, 6'4", 180 pounds, and I don't see no tattoos or anything, but anyone with any information, contact the Nicholas County Sheriff's Department at 872-7814.
This is a cold case. It's Utica, Michigan. John B. Block, 57 years old, missing since 7/4/1977. John and his wife Jean were last seen in Utica, Michigan on July 4, 1977. They took off from Maycomb Airport at 11 a.m. in a green and white two-seater single-engine Cessna airplane with the Michigan tag number N50935. The couple planned to visit their son in northern Michigan to celebrate Independence Day together. Their destination was Lost Creek Sky Ranch Airport in Luzerne, Michigan. John is a veteran pilot with 30 years experience. The Blocks never arrived at the airport and have never been heard from again. They didn't file a flight plan before leaving the Maycomb Airport. They would have normally flown over northbound Interstate 75, but the weather that day was poor, and John had, who had no instruments on his plane and navigated using visual guidelines only, may have mistaken Interstate 69 for 75, or Interstate 75 in the Flint, Michigan area, which would have placed them near Lansing, Michigan. A pilot believed he encountered the couple at an airstrip in Charlotte, Michigan, southwest of Lansing. He stated they took off shortly after noon heading north. They left the Strip without refueling because the airport was closed. An extensive search turned up no sign of John or Gene Block of their An extensive search turned up no sign of John or Gene Block or their plane. North Central Michigan, where their search was centered, is heavily wooded with the foliage may have concealed the wreckage of the plane. The couple have never been found. Any information? No information? He's male, white, 57 years old, 5'6", 140 pounds. Green and white, two-seater, single-engine, Cessna airplane. Caucasian male, gray hair, brown eyes. It doesn't give a description of his wife and no phone number, so I'd call the Michigan Police Department. Utica, Michigan. Is that even legal, flying a plane without your instruments working or without a flight plan way back then?
I'm not sure about back then, but I know now you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dixie Taylor Walgura. Missing since March 18th, 2023 from Royce City, Texas. Dwight female, 16 years old, with brown and pink hair color, hazel eyes, 5'7", 130 pounds. Dixie Walgura was in the custody of Child Protective Services when she ran away. Subject last seen in the area of the Tiger Mart along IH-30 in Royce City around 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, March 18, 2023. Dixie was wearing black hoodie and gray sweatpants. Anyone with information should call 911 or the Royce City Police Department at 972-204-7001, extension 5.
Taylor Lenez, 21 years old, 5'2", 140 pounds, got a heart tattoo on temple, and she's a warrant danger to self. Says she is an IV drug user and has left rehab treatment in February. She is a danger to herself if anyone sees her. Please call your local authorities as she has interstate warrants, possibly in the Cleveland or Akron, Ohio area or Belmont County. Any information, call 911 or 750-695-5124, and she looks like she's Mexican.
The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Missing Persons Detail is asking for the public's assistance in locating Laura Lacalce. She might possibly be in severe emotional distress and in need of medical assistance. Laura Lacalce was last caught on March 19th, 2023 at approximately 7:30 a.m. near the 3400 block of Lindo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada. All hospitals are asked to check the registries for this missing person and notify the police immediately. It should be noted that HIPAA permits disclosure upon request by law enforcement and is authorized pursuant to 45 CFR section 164.1512. Anyone with information encouraged to contact the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department at 702-826-3111.
Hold on a minute. Okay.
She's a 78-year-old white female, 5'1", 120 pounds, hazel eyes, gray hair, fair complected. And she wears glasses. You there?
Yeah, I was waiting for a phone number.
Oh, I thought I gave one.
Maybe, but
oh,
I was
yeah.
in the middle of...
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department missing persons detail at 702-828-2907.
Dio Mayrix Crespo, missing from Des Moines, Iowa since January 6, 2023. 16-year-old female, Hispanic, black. Oop. Ralph didn't quite make it on the bed. Hold on. I got to pick the big lug up.
Why you got to put him down?
Poor guy. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 142 pounds. She has tattoos on her face, arms, hands, and chest. She may go by the name Dio. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Des Moines Police Department in Iowa at 515-283-4811.
Gia Kim. She's Asian, 14-year-old female, 4'1", 110 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair, light complexion. She was last in contact on March 11th, 2023. At 1:13 p.m. Gia Kim was last seen on 3/11/2023 at approximately 1:13 p.m. near the 9,000 block of Bold Venture Court in Las Vegas, Nevada. Anyone with information regarding Gia Kim or her whereabouts are strongly encouraged to contact the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department at 702-828-3111.
Is it my turn? Ah.
Yeah.
Candy Mura Folly, 14 years old, female, 5'5", 115 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Missing from Conway, Arizona since January 17, 2023. There's a $5,000 reward. Last known location was Conway Junior High School, heading north on Davis Street. Last known clothing was a purple winter jacket, pink pullover, blue shirt, and blue jeans. Any information, call 501-450-6120 or 911.
J.D., and then in parentheses, D, which is D-E-E, Bogus. White male, 4'10". 160 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, 46 years old, goatee and mustache, glasses. Please help us find him. He went missing Friday, March 3rd, 2023. He has a four-leaf clovers on the top of both hands, tattoos. He has not been seen or heard from. He left home in his white 2016 four-door Ford Focus hatchback with Louisiana plate number 566BQL. Call the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office with any information at 318-377-1515.
Okay, this one might be long. Hold on, I'm looking. It's pretty long. All right. Whoa. Okay, ex-FBI agent details jaw-dropping aspects of Scotty Morris' disappearance. And then I get ads popping up. A former FBI agent recently spoke with Newsweek about the disappearance of Scotty Morris, a 14-year-old from Indiana, and detailed what he sees as a jaw-dropping aspect of the case. According to the Eaton, Indiana Police Department, Morris was last seen at around 8:30 p.m. local time on March 16th. Speculation circulated online after photos of Morris showed the 14-year-old wearing a white T-shirt that had writing on it that said, "I'm a liar. I hurt my brother." However, while speaking with WPTA News in Indiana, Eaton Police Chief Jay Turner said that Morris's parents forced him to wear the shirt and said, "I will say, the shaved head was his idea. They went to great clips and it was what he told them he wanted, the shirt. It was quite unorthodox, kind of disturbing, and we're looking into that." While speaking with Newsweek on Friday, former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendaffer said that the shirt Morris was wearing makes the case unusual compared to other runaway and disappearance cases. "I find it jaw-dropping that nobody has seen him in their community or seemingly knows anything about it, and they did not reach out to the FBI and get the appropriate resources on this when they saw the shirt," Coffender Daffer told Newsweek. "They should have known this is not a normal runaway. This is an unusual runaway situation based on the shirt he was wearing." According to the Town of Eaton website, there were over 1,800 residents in what they described as a close-knit, friendly atmosphere neighborhood. Since police first announced that Morris was missing, they have continued their search efforts and a statewide silver alert was issued. On Thursday, the Eaton Police Department asked residents to check footage from any home cameras they might have. Additionally, on Friday morning, the police department said that there were false reports of human remains being found. "We were dispatched to an area of interest last night. However, there were no human remains found there," police said. While the police chief confirmed that Morris was forced to wear the shirt by his parents, his mother, Felicia Morris, recently made a plea for her son to return home. "God, I love you, and I want you to come home. If you are in a house and they come to you and you don't want to go out because of the cops, reach out. Me and your dad will come get you." While speaking with Newsweek, Coffendaffer mentioned the look on Morris' face in the photos released and said, "I personally described that as someone in total despair," Coffendaffer also said that Eaton, Indiana Police Department should have contacted the FBI immediately for additional assistance in their search. "It's imperative with a case like this, particularly when the law enforcement saw the shirt he was wearing and the photo, his face, those should have been beacons of light to say that something is severely amiss here and he is in danger." Coffendaffer told Newsweek, "The first 48 hours are crucial. If I am the police chief there, my first call is to the FBI. Newsweek reached out to the Eaton, Indiana Police Department for comment by phone and through a contact form on the town's website. And, oh, that's it.
Oh,
no description
okay.
of them. There's no description of them, no, nothing. But in his picture, his head is shaved, wears glasses, he looks white, dark eyes, he looks very sad.
Takiya Jackson, black female, age 15, 5'6", 160 pounds. She does wear eyeglasses. She has short, curly hair. Five, six, 160 pounds. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie, black shorts, and dark colored sandals. Takiya was last seen on March 11th, 2023, around 3:25 p.m. at the Arbors of Williston Apartments in Williston, Florida. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts or have any contact with Takiya, please contact the Williston Police Department at 352-528-4991.
Missing adult Robert Masters, 64, is missing from the 100 block of West Gramercy. He was last seen wearing blue jeans, black shirt, and a tan coat. He was driving a red Ram 1500 Ohio plate EVU 6117. Anyone with info, call or text Crime Stoppers at 419-255-1111.
Missing out of Portland, Multnomah County, Oregon, since March 19, 2023. Jai Lynn Irby, age 16, biracial female with brown hair, brown eyes. Jai Lynn is quite tall, 6'2", and weighs 150 pounds. Last seen at home when she left overnight, she has been known to be in the company of a 21-year-old adult male and is considered endangered. If you've seen Jai Lynn or have tips regarding her case, please contact Gresham or the police department. She's 16 years old, like I said, biracial. Any information, contact the Gresham Police Department at 503-618-2318.
North Dakota, Sandra Mary Jackson, the cold case, missing since 11-16-1996. Sandra was last seen on November 16, 1996, with her son, John. The two had made plans to eat dinner at Sandra's mother's home in the vicinity of the 1100 block of University Drive in Bismarck, North Dakota. While on her way back to her mother's, Sandra called the Bismarck Police Department on her cellular phone. She sounded very upset and said she believed satanic ritual abuse has taken place on a farm near Center, North Dakota. She said she called the Bismarck police rather than Center police or the Oliver County Sheriff's Office because she did not trust them. Sandra and John arrived at Sandra's mother's home at 7:30 p.m. Sandra appeared to be having a mental health problem. She agreed to let her mother take her to the hospital. Before she went, however, she wanted to purchase gasoline. She and John were last seen leaving the residence of Sandra Gray's 1990 Honda Civic. They did purchase fuel, but they never returned to Sandra's mother's home and have never been heard from again. Sandra's mother reported her daughter and grandson missing at 10 p.m. that same day. Sandra's car was found abandoned the next day at the Centennial Beach parking lot near the Missouri River in Bismarck. There was no sign of John or Sandra at the scene. The driver's side door of the car was wide open, the keys were in the ignition, and Sandra's purse was sitting on the front seat, its contents undisturbed. Police searched the beach in the river and found a shoe that might have belonged to John. Strong river currents and severe weather hampered the search efforts, and investigators could not search the river as thoroughly as they would have liked to. Sandra separated her from her second husband, Alan Jacobson, John's father, 3 months before she disappeared. She was living in a trailer in Center, North Dakota with John and her 16-year-old son by a previous marriage, Spencer Nystrom. Sandra believed she was in the process of a divorce, which was being handled by Alan, and she was anxious about a possible custody battle. However, Alan didn't mention the divorce to the police when he was interviewed. When the authorities investigated, they learned there was no divorce pending. Alan stated he was away on a business trip to Missouri between November 16th, the day his wife and son disappeared, and November 18th. Authorities have been unable to confirm his alibi, however. Alan was not completely cooperative in the search for his wife and son and refused to submit a DNA sample. He claimed he and Sandra were trying to reconcile and had signed up for a couple's counseling, but records showed he had never attended any counseling appointments. After his wife and son disappeared, Alan went to Sandra's trailer and center and removed most of the items inside, including clothes and food. The trailer was never searched by police, either before or after Alan cleared it out. Although Sandra's family said she kept a detailed daily journal, Alan said he did not find it inside her home. The journal has never been located. Spencer stated he saw his mother's wedding rings in a change container inside Alan's home just days after Sandra went missing, and he didn't know why Alan would have had them rings, but he wasn't sure if his mother had been wearing them when she was last seen. When questioned, Alan said he didn't take the rings out of Sandra's trailer, and he believed she had left them with him when they separated. In May 1997, 6 months after Jacobson's disappeared, a child's shoe was found near the river in Centennial Park. Alan said he thought the shoe might be John's, but John's older brother and his grandmother both said they did not recognize it and thought it was too large to fit John's feet. Just hours before she went missing, Sandra attempted to call her ex-husband, Vernon Nystrom, but he didn't answer the call. Vernon was subsequently interviewed about his ex-wife and her son's disappearance. He told police that during the marriage to Sandra, she had been fascinated with the idea of the end of the world and had made a pact with him. If it looked like the world was going to end, both of them would meet up and jump off the Memorial Bridge together. The bridge is near where Sandra's vehicle was located after she went missing. However, Vernon said Sandra later concluded that suicide was a bad idea. She thought it would condemn the victim's soul to walk the earth forever, never to enter heaven. He passed a polygraph about Jacobson's case and was never considered a suspect. Vernon was himself the victim of a homicide in 2005. Vernon was himself the victim of a homicide in 2005, run over by his own car and left to die in the ditch on a maintenance road north of Tuttle, North Dakota. His murder remains unsolved, and there's no indication it's connected to the Jacobson's case. One theory is that Sandra murdered John and took her own life by going into the river, but there is no hard evidence to support this. Police stated
stated there is no evidence pointing to foul play in the Jacobson's case, and they have never had a suspect. Sandra was employed with the North Dakota Department of Transportation at the time of her disappearance. The Jacobson's case remains unsolved. They were declared legally dead sometime after their disappearance. Any information, call the Bismarck Police Department at 701-223-1212. Boy, that's a weird one. Oh,
yeah,
here's a description. Missing 11/16/1996 from Bismarck, North Dakota. Endangered missing. Female, white, 63 years old. She'd be now. She went missing at 36 years old. 5'6", 145 pounds. She had a blue sweatshirt, blue jeans, brown lace-up boots, and blue down-filled jacket. Sandra had been showing signs of mental illness prior to her disappearance. Okay, now, oh, nope, I'm still going. Her vehicle is accounted for. Caucasian female, brown hair, green eyes. Sandra wears eyeglasses, and her ears are pierced. Her nickname is Sandy. Okay, now I'm done. They didn't give a description of the little boy, though. That's kind of weird.
Huh.
I showed the picture of him, but blonde hair. I can't tell the eye color. His bangs are cut straight across his forehead. And what a cute little smile.
My family and I have been working with the LAPD Missing Persons Unit to locate our sister. We have been in contact with the lead detective daily for over a month now, but nothing has transpired. At this time, we are forced to make this public. We are asking anyone that lives in Los Angeles area or knows of specific organizations that can help us locate her or bring her home. Please feel free to message or contact us. The phone number is below at any time. Much love and thanks. Down short, curly hair. She does have both ears pierced. And she has a separation in the top of her teeth in the front. She was last seen in Los Angeles, California. Any information that can help us find her, please DM or contact 609-510-1387 or 609.
Or the Gillette Police Department in Illinois at 815-726-2491.
Karen Caron with a K, character, 17-year-old black male with black dreads up on top of his head, brown eyes, 6'1", 230 pounds, last seen March 8, 2023 in Dayton, Ohio. 2023, he was wearing a black hoodie, gray pants, tan shoes, and carrying a black book bag. If anyone has any information regarding the whereabouts of Caron, contact the Special Victims Unit at 614-525-3555.
Gavin LeClaire, missing since February 1st, 2023, from Rapid City, South Dakota. Hold on, I got to get a copy going. Oops, wrong one. Start. She's 16 years old, female, American Indian, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 111 pounds. And
long eyelashes and stuff on it. Doesn't even look like her real picture. And her ears are pierced. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or Rapid City Police Department in South Dakota at 605-394-4131.
Diamond Garcia, age 17, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 134 pounds. She's either a light-skinned black female or a biracial female, because I see both in her. She was last seen on March 14th. 2023 in Youngstown, Ohio. She was wearing a burgundy hoodie, gray pants, and white Nike sneakers. Anyone information, contact the Special Victims Unit at 614-525-3555.
This is a cold case. James Thomas Stanley, missing when he was 25 years old since 9/17/1967. Stanley told his family members that he was in trouble and had to leave his home state of Ohio on September 17th or 18th, 1974. He did not specify what the problem was at the time, but Stanley claimed he could never return to Ohio and was going to travel to Florida. He has never been seen again. Stanley's green 1969 Fiat with the Ohio license plate number X1798H was discovered abandoned in the northbound lane of Interstate 95 in Kenley, North Carolina on September 23, 1974. All of his personal belongings were inside the vehicle, including his clothes, shoes, wallet, and photo albums. The keys were still in the car's ignition at the time of discovery. There was no sign of Stanley at the scene. The law enforcement who found the vehicle stated there was no evidence that he felt that the Fiat had been abandoned for at least 48 hours by the time it was towed to Holland's garage in Kenley. The vehicle was found to have a broken radiator hose while at the shop. Stanley's family never filed a missing persons report with authorities. His parents worried that his parents worried that they would cause him more problems if they reported his disappearance. He has relatives in Ohio and West Virginia. Stanley was declared legally deceased in 1981, 7 years after he initially vanished. There has not been any activity on his Social Security number since 1974. He's male, white. Birth date of 3/30/1949. He'd be 73 now. 5'7 to 5'8, 140 pounds. Caucasian male. Blonde, light brown hair, blue eyes. Stanley has fair complexion. He has a surgical scar on the left side of his body due to a hernia or appendectomy operation. Stanley's left arm was previously fractured. He wore a partial upper denture plate at the time of his 1974 disappearance. Stanley's nicknames are Tommy and Tom. Any information, call the Athens County Sheriff's Department at 740-593-6633.
Sarah Gardner, missing from Kansas City, Kansas. Missing since March 6, 2023. She's a white female, 39 years old, 5'9", 160 pounds, with blonde, strawberry hair, shoulder length, hazel eyes, does wear eyeglasses. Sarah had stated that she was going to Arizona, but was last known to be in Kansas City area. Sarah was last known to be driving a black 2006 Audi A4 with Wisconsin tags. Sarah was last known to be wearing a black and white striped hoodie and blue jeans. If you have any information regarding Sarah's disappearance or know of her whereabouts, or you see her car, please call the Kansas City Police Department at 913-596-3000.
This is a long one, too. Police in Waukegan searching for a missing 21-year-old Navy sailor. The Waukegan... The Waukegan Police Department is asking for the public's help in finding a 21-year-old man who is an active Navy member stationed at Great Lakes Naval Base. Police said Seamus Gray left the Ibiza bar on North Genesee Street by himself around 1:35 a.m. on March 18th and was last seen on camera in the area of Sheridan Road and Washington Street. Surveillance video captured him leaving the bar, as well as walking along the lakefront. Detective said Gray did not report to the Navy base before his 2 a.m. curfew. I would like everybody's help to find my son. I'm here. I'm going through dumpsters looking for my son, said Carrie Gray, who traveled from Florida after the Navy notified her about her son's disappearance. That's my boy. That's my son's role model. He's never, ever going to leave me or his family. So anybody who can help, please come forward. I really appreciate it. Representatives with Ibiza Bar said Gray was escorted out of their business because he was inebriated. However, Ibiza bar manager Adrian Hernandez noted that the service member was escorted from the premises with his friends. Waukegan Deputy Chief Brian Mullen spoke Thursday on why authorities focused their attention near the lakefront. The video released last night show Seamus leaving the bar. After he left the bar, he proceeded to the intersection a little east of the bar at Washington Street and Sheridan Road, Mullen said. Overnight, we received some more video from some of the businesses at the marina that showed Seamus right on the water's edge. So we focused our efforts on searching the water today. Mullen added that crews also searched along the waterway or the water on Wednesday. Despite search efforts being called for the day, Mullen would not call the Endeavor a recovery mission. Instead, he said authorities would reconvene on Friday morning. The area on land that we searched today was extended all the way up to Greenwood Avenue and all the way down to the southern border of Waukegan on the lakefront, Mullen said. Tomorrow we're going to move a little bit more south towards North Chicago. Obviously, the Navy base isn't in that direction, so we want to try to cover some ground between here and the Navy base in case he tried to head in that direction on foot. Police described Gray as 6'3", weighing 170 pounds, with brown hair, blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a light pink, red long sleeve shirt and pants. Gray also had multiple tattoos on his left arm and a script tattoo on his ribcage. Lake County is assisting Waukegan police with search efforts. Mullins added that the Navy would also help with search efforts on Friday. There are three things my son lives for. He lives for his family, he lives for God, and he lives for his country, Harry Gray said. He came here to fight for his country, and now he is missing. Anyone with information on Gray's whereabouts is asked to call the Waukegan Police Investigation Division at 847-599-2673. Callers can also leave an anonymous tip by calling 847-360-9001
texting WPD tip and a message to 847-411. All right, now I'm done. I'm getting long ones tonight. Holy crap.
Oakley May Snow, age 2, brown hair, blue eyes, 2'2", 35 pounds. Day January 19, 2023, Oakley May Snow left Cromwell, Oklahoma for Indianapolis, Indiana with her mother. On February 9, 2023, her mother stated to the father that she dropped the child off anonymously at a hospital in Indiana. Oakley has not been found. Madison Maddie Marshall took both Oakley and her brother Colton to Indianapolis on February 10th, 2023. CPS located Colton, but not Oakley. The man they were traveling with, Roan Waters, had an active felony warrant in Oklahoma and was taken into custody in Colorado. The mother was located in Harnett County, North Carolina, and arrested, but will not reveal the location of Oakley. She could be anywhere from Oklahoma, Colorado, or Indiana, or surrounding areas. If you see Oakley or have any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Seminole County Sheriff's Office at 405-257-5445.
Yeah, you know that one that really long one I read about Scotty Morris?
Yeah.
I just come across one that he was located safe.
Oh, good.
I know, but that was a really long one. Okay. Shannon, Illinois, has a $5,000 reward. Name is Melissa Ann Trumpy, 36 years old, last seen on October 26, 2021. From Shannon, Illinois. She's 5'10", 163 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. Melissa was the last one to be traveling from Monticello, Wisconsin to Shannon, Illinois in a silver Toyota Tundra truck. The truck was found in Stevenson County, Illinois, soon after her disappearance with her belongings still inside. Melissa was last known to be wearing a long sleeve black top, black leggings, a black vest, and boots. He has several facial piercings and numerous tattoos, including a full sleeve on her right arm. Any information, call the Carroll County Sheriff's Office at 815-244-2635, or we help the missing tip line at 866-660-4025.
Endangered missing, Rebecca McElroy, last seen on March 18, 2023, heading in the direction of 19th Ave in the South Phoenix area of Phoenix, Arizona. She's a white 13-year-old female, 4'7", 80 pounds, blue eyes, shoulder-length brown hair. She's known to frequent Riverview Carson Junior High School area and Friendship Park. Has ties to the Mesa and Apache Junction, Arizona area and Bakersfield, California. Rebecca suffers from mental health, substance, and alcohol abuse. Contact the Phoenix Police Department at 602-262-6151 or call 911.
Richard Garcia, 46 years old, missing since March 15, 2023. A Chicago parish is searching for a Southside man who went missing last week. Richard Garcia, 46, say they talked to him last Wednesday while he was at his home near 83rd Street and Commercial Avenue. They have been distributing flyers and are asking for community and help, police for help. We're very concerned, said Aaron Garcia, Richard Garcia's cousin. Garcia is described to be 5'4", Hispanic male with brown eyes, glasses, and salt and pepper hair, beard. He was last seen wearing a gray and orange FedEx jacket, gray hoodie, jeans, and a gray and orange FedEx hat. Police say he worked in Hammond and may have been last seen in Chicago. Any information, call the Hammond Police Department at 219-852-2906.
Missing person at risk. 14-year-old Leilani Ray Carter is a C-check victim and went missing from a local group home on January 21st, 2023. Leilani was last seen in Chula Vista, California. She's described as a white female, juvenile, 5'3", 90 pounds, dark brown shoulder-length hair, hazel eyes. In December, she went missing, was located and recovered at her biological mother's home in Santee. Her biological mother does not have custody of her. Leilani is known to frequent the East County area, including Santee and Alpine. If you see Leilani Ray Carter or have information of her whereabouts, call 911 or contact the RAD movement at 619-904-0840.
Aisha Robertson, missing since December 25th, 2022, from St. Paul, Minnesota. 16 years old, female, American Indian, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'6", 145 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Department of Minnesota at 651-291-1111.
Cheyenne Johnson. The Chesapeake Police Department is attempting to locate a 15-year-old juvenile. Cheyenne Johnson was last seen in Chesapeake, Virginia on March 23, 2023. She was last seen wearing a white T-shirt, gray leggings. She requires medication and may need medical attention. She's a white female, 15 years old, blonde, short hair, blue eyes, 5 foot, 100 pounds. If you have any information on Cheyenne's whereabouts, contact the Chesapeake Police Department at 757-382-6161.
Malachi Bertek, 14 years old, missing from Hibbing, Minnesota. Male, white, sandy, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 125 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Hibbing Police Department in Minnesota at 218-263-3601.
Samantha Lynn Brown was last seen Wednesday, May 26, 2021. In Mablevale, Arizona, or Arkansas, I'm sorry. She's a white female, 17 years old, strawberry blonde, shoulder-length hair, green eyes, 4'11", 155 pounds. Anyone with information, contact the Saline County Sheriff's Office at 501-303-5608.
Cole, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Springfield, Missouri. Melinda Kroll, missing when she was 53. She's 56 now, went missing on January 1st, 2020. She's female, white, 53 years or 56 years old now, 5'2", 120 pounds, Caucasian female, blonde hair, blue eyes. Details are available in her case. Any information, call 417-864-1810.
Maribel Fajardo Morales, Hispanic female, 15 years old, red shoulder length hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 120 pounds. The Chesterfield County Police Department is searching for a 15-year-old juvenile. Maribel Fajardo Morales was last seen in Chesterfield, Virginia on March 22, 2023. Maribel was last seen wearing sweatpants, a T-shirt, and carrying two backpacks. She has a nose piercing and a tattoo of a flower on the left side of her chest. If you have any information on her whereabouts, contact the Chesterfield County Police Department at 804-748-1251.
Aurora, Illinois. Woman missing since 317, Anna Corona. 19 years old, was last leaving her residence with a large black trash bag, possibly containing her belongings. She was last seen wearing light blue skinny jeans, a black furry jacket, a fight white Air Force Ones, and she has 5'1", she has brown eyes and long black hair. Any information, contact the Aurora Police Department at 630-256-5500.
Savannah Tejeda Rogers, missing since March 22nd, 2023, from Pine Valley, California. She's a white female, 14 years old, 5'5", 130 pounds, dirty blonde hair, shoulder length, blue eyes, possibly traveling headed east towards Mesa, Arizona. Currently with a 20-year-old male. She was last seen in Pine Valley. No description on the male and no description on the vehicle. Any information, contact the RAD Movement at 619-904-0840.
Riley Dillon, missing from Pennington County, South Dakota, since November 17, 2022. 17 years old, 5'9", 241 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was last seen wearing blue sweatpants and a black hoodie. And she's Native American. Any information regarding Riley's disappearance or her whereabouts, call at Pennington County, South Dakota Sheriff's Office at 605-394-4131.
Chris Sanders. This is a cold case. He has been missing since August 13, 2017. He was working for Trendsetters Construction in Monahan, Texas. He had his RV there and was staying at the Monahan's Affordable Home RV Park. On the night of August 12, 2017, He shared a pizza with some coworkers and RV park neighbors at his cousin Cody's RV. He was said to be arguing on his phone at the gathering and asked to move away from the crowd. Got off his phone and remained there, but was said to be still noticeably upset. Next morning, he was said to be seen leaving the RV park on foot, although his Tahoe was there and fully functional. It is also said the alarm on his Tahoe was going off and the battery had to be disconnected in order to silence it. He has not been seen or heard from since. He hasn't touched his bank account, and his cell phone is off. Two Facebook pages set up to find him. They are called Please Help Find Chris Sanders. He's a white male, 40 years old. At the time he went missing, he's 5'11", 190 pounds, reddish blonde hair, blue eyes. He does have, in his pictures, he does have a mustache, beard, and goatee with long sideburns. Any information, contact 813-334-6202.
I'm not going to read this whole thing because it's nothing to do with missing, really, but this guy should have got in the middle, not put in jail. Man charged with murder for killing former sex offender with a shovel and an antler. A Minnesota man. Yeah, he should have gotten a medal. There's Cloudy Morrison again. He's found. Danny Lee Gilkerson, missing from Gallipolis, Ohio, since February 28, 2023. 50 years old, 5'6", 184 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He's last seen at his home in Gallipolis, Ohio. Any information of his disappearance or whereabouts, call the Gallia County, Ohio Sheriff's Office at 740-446-1221.
Urgent, missing teen, Alinka Angeline Castaneda, 16-year-old, has tried to call home twice. Please keep eyes open for this missing teen. Carson, California, friends and relatives of 16-year-old girl who disappeared from her family's Carson home on New Year's Day, 23, made a plea to the public Friday for information on whereabouts, saying they fear she is a victim of human trafficking. According to her family, Alinka Angeline Castaneda was last seen outside the home in the 23,000 block of South Carroldale Avenue around 5 a.m. on January 1st. At a news conference Friday, the family and investigator Moses Castillo, a former police detective helping with the search, released footage from a Ring camera showing an unknown male approaching Alinka that morning just before she disappeared. Maybe she came out to wish somebody a Happy New Year, give them a Happy New Year hug, and then something went sideways from there. Castillo said, I don't know. The teen hasn't been seen since. The family says she's disappeared without her cell phone or any of her possessions. All of her belongings are here, clothes, wallet, backpack, cell phone. So I guess that's why it's a little alarming, because it seemed like she wasn't planning on leaving. According to the family, the teen called 2 weeks later and spoke to her younger sister. The call that authorities traced to the Venice area. The sister said Alinka sounded scared in her voice and that she didn't know where she was, but said that they won't let her go. February, the teen called again, saying she was at Union Station and would be home that night, but never arrived. Whoever has her, please let her come home. Family friend Evelina Medina told reporters. Castillo said the family fears that their daughter is being held against her will, possibly by gang members who are trafficking her. Where are you going to get fed, showered, all that stuff you need to live day to day? Castillo said, someone must be doing it, and it has all the markings, all the makings of someone that's being forced into human trafficking. Alinka is described as a 5'5", weighing 150 pounds, with brown eyes, blonde hair. She has both ears and her nose pierced. Any information on her whereabouts, urge to call the Sheriff's Department at 310-847-8362.
Mercedes Baver, missing since March 12, 2023, from Joplin, Missouri. 13 years old, female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'5", 130 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Joplin Police Department in Missouri at 417-623-3131.
Esmeralda Kitmura is missing out of Omak, Washington. Kit is 17 years old, female. She looks like she's Hispanic, light-skinned. And last seen April of 2022 on record, but her family thinks otherwise. Kit's social media stopped in November 2021. Kit is listed now as well as one of the teens missing from Yakima, Washington. Please do share her out, as things do not look so good for her. If you know anything, do the right thing. Call the OMAC sheriff at 1-509-422-7200.
Abigail Greenway, missing since March 12, 2023, from Salina, Kansas. 16 years old, female, or missing since March 12, 2023, from Salina, Kansas. 16 years old, female, white, auburn hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 120 pounds. May go by the name Abby. She has multiple tattoos, and when she was last seen, her hair was dyed burgundy. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Salina Police Department in Kansas at 785-827-210.
Gulami Kasongo was last seen on the morning of the 27th heading to school. He may still be in the area of Tempe or Phoenix, Arizona. Went missing February 27, 2023. He's 17 years old. He went missing from Tempe, Arizona. He's a black male, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Dark complexion, black hair, short, because he's got those corn rolls on top of his head. With black eyes. Guglielmi was last seen that morning heading to school. He may still be in the local area or may travel to Phoenix, Arizona. Anyone with any information, contact the Tempe Police Department at 480-350-8311.
Kylan Reynolds, missing since March 4th, 2023, from Toledo, Ohio. She's 15 years old, female, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'4", 166 pounds. Her picture looks like she has got brown hair, though. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Toledo Police Department in Ohio at 419-255-8443.
A few that they found and located safe.
Awesome. You want me to go?
I got one. This is a cold case. Maddie's call issued for Atlanta man missing from East Lake neighborhood. James Barnett, 61, was last seen on Friday afternoon taking out the trash at his home. Something went wrong. Atlanta police are searching for a 61-year-old man they say is documented with dementia, who went missing on Friday afternoon, April 17, 2021. The department issued a Maddie's call for James Barnett, who was last seen taking out the trash at his home in the East Lake neighborhood on 2nd Ave Southeast. He was reported missing by his son and daughter-in-law. According to police, he is known to walk long distances and maybe believe he is in North Carolina. He was wearing dark blue khaki pants, a baseball cap, and a blue hoodie at the time he was last seen. Anyone who has seen him or may have information about where he should call 911 or the Atlanta Police Adult Missing Persons Unit at 404-546-4235. In his picture, he has a full beard, mustache with a goatee. It's got a lot of gray in it. He's partially bald with graying on the sides. And that's all I got on that.
All right. Faith Rader, missing from Fort Wayne, Indiana since February 24th, 2023. 17-year-old female, biracial, light brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 167 pounds. She's black and white. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Fort Wayne Police Department in Indiana at 260-427-2252.
Michaela Carter, missing Native American female, went missing February 4, 2022 from Bend, Oregon. She was 17 when she went missing. She's biracial, brown shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'7", weighs 125 pounds. She was last seen February 4, 2022. Oh, she is multiracial. Michaela is American, India, and white. She may be in need of medical attention. Don't hesitate. Call 911 or the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office in Oregon at 1-541-693-6911.
Laura Lee Elber has been missing from Lansing, Michigan since sometime in 1990. There are very few details in Laura's disappearance and no media coverage. Laura has paranoid schizophrenia and is likely unhoused. She was 5'5 to 5'8 and 150 to 180 pounds at the time, with brown hair and green eyes. She could use the last name as Volvich, Kirill, or Rerick. She may also use the first name Charity. She has a large mole in the center of her back. Any information, call the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office at
810-245-1373. Hannah Elise Rochelo. The Princeton Police Department has received the report of a runaway juvenile, Hannah Elise Rochelo. If you have any information regarding her whereabouts, contact Detective Bradford at 469-907-3134. She's described as a white female, brown shoulder-length hair, 5'4", brown eyes, 120 pounds. She was last seen Friday, March 10th, 2023, in Princeton, Texas, wearing a navy blue and white striped crop tank top with black sweatpants. Again, if you have any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact Detective Bradford at 469-907-3134.
Justice Dennis, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since March 7, 2023. 16 years old, 5'3", 115 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Justice was last seen wearing a red hooded sweatshirt. If you have any information of his whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Oceanside, California. Sanaya Cornwell, missing since January 4th, 2023. She's a black female, medium complexion, 16 years old, 5'7", 135 pounds, black shoulder length in braids, hair, brown eyes. Anyone with information, contact the Oceanside Police Department at 760-435-4900.
Desmond Dennis, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since March 14, 2023. 14 years old, 5 feet, 95 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Desmond was last seen wearing a black and white spotted hooded sweatshirt, black pants, and black Nike shoes with white soles. Any information or know his whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Torres, missing since 5/16/2022 from La Mesa, California. She's a Hispanic female, 17 years old at the time of missing, 5'6", 100 pounds, blonde shoulder-length hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing a green tank top and shorts. She has a butterfly tattoo on her hip and 3 scars on her abdomen. Any information, call 911 or the La Mesa Police Department at 619-461-1224.
Candy Carpenter, missing from Box Elder, South Dakota, since March 14, 2023. 17 years old, 6 feet, 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Her picture looks like it's dyed like a auburnish color. Oh, it says purple. It's dyed purple, but it looks, must be a light, light purple. If you have any information regarding her disappearance or whereabouts, call the Box Elder South. Ah! Stupid thing disappeared on me. Now it won't even let me get in. Oh, there we go. You might as well go. It's going to take me a while to find where it was. But my God. Stupid Facebook. Nazi assholes.
So you're referring to yourself as the asshole?
No, it's my hands weren't even near my phone, and it just totally went away.
I think it's operator error.
No. Oh, wait, I got to it, I think. Yeah. If you know her whereabouts, contact the Box Elder, South Dakota Police Department at 44131.
Jessica Patterson. Missing since December 11th, 2022, from San Diego, California. She's biracial. It says biracial and Hispanic. She looks, could be black and Hispanic.
Yeah.
Short curly hair on top. Female. She was 17 years old when she went missing. 5'9", 150 pounds. Both ears are pierced. Call 911 or the San Diego Police Department at 619-531-2000.
Toledo, Ohio. Samantha Guntner, 17 years old, missing from since March 8, 2023. 17 years old, female, white, light brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'3", 230 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Toledo Police Department in Ohio at 419-245-3340.
And that could be the last one for tonight because I got kicked out of mine.
Oh, yeah, he must have done that at the same time.
Yep.
Wow. Jerks.
Yep. So, anyhow, again, thank you for being with me here tonight, as usual.
Yep.
And those that tuned in, thank you. Duck. In our chat room. Thank you for being here as usual, buddy. God bless America. God bless our children, the missing worldwide, our veterans, our military, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.